USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. Inflation is cooling down. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the economy is getting a boost with more holiday spending and lower fuel prices.
As of today, the average price of gas is now below $3.50 a gallon for the first time since February, before Putin's invasion of Ukraine.
House Democrats have chosen New York's Hakeem Jeffries to succeed Nancy Pelosi as House Democratic leader, with the party now in the minority in the House after midterm elections. Jeffries, previously chair of the House Democratic Caucus, will be the first person of color to lead a major party in either House of Congress. Speaking Wednesday afternoon, Jeffries said,
"We work to advance the ball for everyday Americans and get stuff done. Because that's what Democrats do. That's what our record says."
The U.S. House moved urgently to head off the looming nationwide rail strike on Wednesday, passing a bill that would bind companies and workers to a proposed settlement that was reached in September but rejected by some of the 12 unions involved. The measure passed by a vote of 290 to 137 and now heads to the Senate. If it gets approval there, it will be signed by President Joe Biden, who urged the Senate to act swiftly. Twitter is pulling the plug on its crackdown on COVID misinformation. More than 11,000 accounts were suspended when the policy was first announced in early 2020. It's the latest change under new owner Elon Musk, who in the past used the platform to spread misinformation about the virus. CNET editor-at-large Ian Scherer says the flip-flop appears to be sending a message.
Clearly, COVID misinformation was a huge sore point. Right-wing extremists like Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene were kicked off of Twitter after repeatedly sharing disinformation around the virus. Now she's been invited back.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
House Republicans opposing Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's endangered bid for Speaker says he's not agreeing to their demands, which include significant changes in how the GOP conference operates and major spending cuts. They say they're prepared to vote against his candidacy for Speaker on the House floor on January 3rd if McCarthy doesn't cede to their demands, and they claim there are several other Republicans who will do the same. Miracles do happen. Representative Ralph Norman, a Republican from South Carolina, said when asked if there's any chance he'd vote for McCarthy, "I am a hard no. I'm willing to listen for the next 33 days. I'm anxious to listen. I went to a meeting yesterday where we listened." Norman is joined by Representative Andy Biggs, Republican of Arizona, who says he's going to challenge McCarthy on the House floor on January 3rd, and Representatives Bob Good, a Republican from Virginia, Matt Rosendale, Republican from Montana, and Matt Gaetz, Republican from Florida. Florida quarterback Jalen Kitna has been arrested on child pornography charges, according to multiple reports. Kitna, who's the son of former NFL quarterback John Kitna, was booked into Alachua County Jail at 3:20 p.m. on Wednesday, per sheriff's records. The report states that a police spokesperson said Kitna was booked on charges related to child pornography. He's facing 3 counts of possession of child pornography and 2 counts of distribution of child exploitation material, according to TMZ. He's been suspended from the football team. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.